Bridgebank helps breakthrough ideas actually break through and remains dedicated to providing financial solutions to those committed to leveraging innovation to make the world a better place. Bridgebank, a division of Western Alliance Bank. Bridgebank, be bold, venture wisely.
Hi there, I'm Randa Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. It's a brand new day here in California as the state officially reopens and most COVID-19 restrictions are lifted for businesses. Capacity limits and social distancing rules are no longer in place, although businesses can choose to follow their own stricter guidelines. And what about those really large gatherings like concerts and sporting events? For events greater than 5,000 people indoors, attendees will be required to show either proof of vaccination or a negative coronavirus test result. For events greater than 10,000 people outdoors, those same requirements are strongly recommended. People who are fully vaccinated will not have to wear masks indoors, although there are some exceptions, like on public transportation and in healthcare facilities. Los Angeles County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says the ability to reopen took a lot of hard work across the state.
It's a result of the many hours invested by community leaders in educating people about preventing transmission and working to maximize vaccine access.
And while there is optimism about the pandemic from state health officials, many know there's still a lot of work to be done. Dr. Wilma Wooten is San Diego County's public health officer.
The pandemic is not over. June 15th is not the magic date or bullet for declaring that the pandemic is over. It is not. We are still seeing cases.
There have been nearly 3.8 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state, and nearly 63,000 people have died because of the virus. With more on the reopening, KQED politics editor Scott Schaefer takes a look at some of what comes next for the state.
Governor Newsom said 2 months ago that today, June 15th, would mark the end of the colored tier system that limited what we could do, who we could do it with, and how many of us could do it together. It all depended on California's COVID-19 rate being under control, which it is. To help show that you're vaccinated, Newsom said California will soon roll out an electronic version of your vaccination card.
It's not a passport. It's not a requirement. It's just the ability now to have an electronic version of that paper version. And so you'll hear more about that in the next couple of days.
The reopening and lifting of capacity limits on most businesses and activities is welcome news for sure. But some are unhappy about confusing messages over things like who has to wear a mask inside. Newsom said Monday that if he has to, he'll issue an executive order to bring Cal OSHA's mask guidelines into line with the CDC's more liberal guidance. Last month, Newsom announced more than $100 million in cash incentives to encourage people to get their shot. Today, he's drawing names of 10 vaccinated Californians who will each receive $1.5 million. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Even though loosened restrictions may be a relief to some, others may be feeling something they didn't expect, social anxiety. KPCC's Jackie Fortier reports.
For more than a year, staying away from other people and wearing masks was a key part of keeping ourselves safe from contracting the coronavirus. As restrictions loosen, it feels like things are shifting.
Having anxiety related to COVID is really common.
Itai Danovich is a psychiatrist at Cedars-Sinai. He says the best way to deal with your worries is directly.
Try to say out loud what you're worried about. Saying things explicitly helps us think about how to deal with what it is that actually worries us.
He says if an invitation to a barbecue makes you nervous, call your host and ask questions about what's bothering you. Think about what you can do to alleviate stress, like minimize the amount of time you're there, or even turn down the invitation. Danovich says it's important to remember we all have a finite amount of social energy, and it's important to acknowledge that the pandemic may have changed that barometer. For the California Report, I'm Jackie Fortier in Los Angeles.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
The pandemic has, of course, deeply affected businesses across the state, as well as the shifting guidelines on what is and isn't allowed. That was particularly the case with restaurants and bars, as at times owners didn't know whether they can serve people in person from one day to the next. Now, as California reopens, most restaurant owners are jumping at the opportunity to open without capacity limits. But that's not the case for Kim Alter, chef and owner of San Francisco's Nightbird restaurant, who says she's waiting a week before fully reopening.
We're going to kind of slowly open the doors and possibly start off not wearing masks and see how we all feel comfort level. And if it goes to a place where we feel like we need to put masks on because tourists are going to be coming in and, you know, people from outside of our kind of San Francisco bubble, it's going to happen, we'll change. And every day we'll talk with people. And if concerns come up, we'll change our policies.
Meanwhile, across the bay at the Hotsy Totsy Club in Albany, bar co-owner Jessica Maria is nervous, but still ready to reopen.
You know, there's been so much buildup to getting here. And now that we're here, it's like, okay, let's just do this. And a lot of it is just like, let's see what happens. If we have to pivot on Wednesday, the 16th, and change everything, well, we're used to that now. So that's what we'll do.
Here's Jessica's co-owner, Michael Valadares.
It's a tricky situation. All of our staff have been vaccinated. We got that all done about 2 months ago, which was great. And we are going to ask people to maintain their masks indoors while they're walking around, going to the bathroom, going to order, stuff like that. But really, we had come to terms, you know, we just started the yellow tier. In theory, we could open 25%. Bar culture doesn't work that way. It just doesn't make any sense. So we're either all in or all out. We just want to be mindful of other people's concerns. Unfortunately, I think there's going to be too much of a backlash if we demand to see proof of vaccination. But like I said, I have great faith in our regulars, and the kind of people that are attracted to the Hotsy Totsy Club are usually very mindful.
Meanwhile, in Southern California, Bay U kitchen chef and owner U Win Lei opened her restaurant in Los Angeles during the pandemic and says the only reason she was able to succeed was because it was a takeout-only model. That helped when it came to paying her employees better, which is a huge part of her ethos.
Moving forward, I think having something that is made from scratch and also so labor-intensive and trying to be affordable, I'm not sure that I could also have it be sort of a dine-in experience with kind of like washing of the dishes, more of those dishes that come with it, as well as, you know, the more service folks who are working in front of a house, that those costs would have probably pushed our prices further up or not allowed me to probably split the tips as deep and be able to kind of do this model. So I think for what I'm doing and especially during the pandemic and coming out of it, that it was beneficial.
One concern for many restaurants and bars in the state is whether they can hire enough staff to deal with the reopening, as they were forced to lay off or furlough employees during the pandemic. In fact, several business owners tell the California Report many of their former employees are no longer in the hospitality industry or have moved somewhere where it's more affordable to live. And California's reopening comes as we approach summer travel season, one that won't be confined by the same fears and restrictions as last year. Caroline Beteta leads Visit California, a nonprofit that promotes state tourism, and was with Governor Newsom yesterday to talk about the reopening.
It's an incredible milestone for us, and we're so excited, and the industry is excited for visitors to partake in only in California experiences. So one of the key issues for us to get California back on track and shorten this recovery curve is to encourage Californians to travel in California. It's like a modern day act of patriotism. If we can spend those dollars here, fulfill your California bucket list.
So how are some tourist destinations feeling as the pandemic eases and the state reopens? Tom Davies is president of V. Satui Winery in Napa County. He's tracking California's recovery challenges closely and feels optimistic.
You know, with the fires from last year and the pandemic, I thought, boy, this is going to take some time. I think Visit California was indicating that it could be 2024 to 2025. Until we get full economic recovery. And that is people from, of course, around the world visiting California and visiting the Napa Valley. You know, there's only so many people that live in proximity to the Napa Valley, but it, of course, it's millions of people. And now we are seeing a lot of people from Los Angeles, the Pacific Northwest, but we're also starting to see people from around the country. And so as things kind of do open up, I think that it's going to end up being a great, great summer for us.
And for many of these tourist destinations, it's not just about their business or location, as Yosemite National Park spokesman Scott Gedeman explains.
We know that a lot of the gateway communities surrounding Yosemite, such as Mariposa, Oakhurst, Sonora, places like that, are heavily, if not completely, dependent on tourism. And so we know a place like Yosemite, the demand is always going to exceed the supply. So we certainly are pretty much sold out, for example, for campsites, and a lot of the lodging there is limited availability. And of course, our job is to protect and manage Yosemite National Park. But we certainly understand we're part of the greater Yosemite region, and you know, we do well when all the communities around us do well.
On the coast at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk Amusement Park, spokesperson Chris Reyes says guests will no longer need to make reservations in advance, but can still buy tickets early to save money. Reyes says he's expecting a pretty busy summer, even though not everything will be back to normal.
There's just some things that we couldn't get ready and prepared in time. Like, for example, our Friday night Bands on the Beach concert series is not coming back in 2021. And the main reason for that is we need to start planning that and booking bands in December, January, and February. But because we didn't know when we could open, we weren't able to schedule those acts. And so that's one of the, you know, short-term casualties of the accelerated calendar. So I think in many ways it will feel normal. I think if you're a guest, you know, our job is to make sure it feels as normal as possible. So a ride on the Giant Dipper or the Loof Carousel will feel as normal as it does and feel as fun and exciting as it always has.
But one of the biggest challenges facing many of these California destinations is filling job openings created by the pandemic. And that is the California Report for Tuesday, June 15th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening, and have a good reopening day.
Support for the California Report comes from California Healthcare Foundation, ensuring the voices of Californians are heard in California's decisions about healthcare. On the web at chcf.org/voices. Paint Care. Now with 800 drop-off sites in California, where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working together to create a just world where all people have access to renewable energy, clean air and water, and healthy food. On the web at theschmidt.org.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. You've got special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.